Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. Whoa, yeah. Here we go. Check it out now. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome to Luke's Massive Storytelling Podcast Thing. My name is Luke and this is my thing. I hope you're all doing well. Today is a 5-minute Friday, which means it's the weekend tomorrow, which means the world is just going to be better than it was today. That's how it works. So today I just wanted to quickly talk about what to do when it's just not working for you. So you've turned up, you've got your documents open, you're trying to write and it's not coming to you. It's just nothing's happening. You've turned up for the job and your inspiration hasn't. So here's some things to try, list style. Okay, number one, write anyway. Just keep writing. Don't just write about what you're going to write about. So, and don't hold back. Just sort of keep writing. Any words, just keep writing. I am going to write a story about this guy who does this thing. Normally, what you'll find is that you'll end up working on the actual piece anyway. It will just turn into it and you'll just continue on, and that's your starting point. Number two, give up. Just give up. Go home. In all honesty, if you're not willing to push through and sit down and get the work done, just give up. Make room for people who are willing. And I don't mean that in a nasty way. I'm hoping that you'll take that as a challenge. Number three, go for a long walk. By a beach, by a river, through some woods, through the city. It doesn't matter, just go for a long walk. Number four, have some sexy time. Like I said before, if you need to eat, eat. If you need to sleep, sleep. If you need to have some sexy time, have some sexy time. With a partner or without, whatever you want to do there. Number five, have a bath and read a book. It's just lovely to do that, just lovely. Refreshing, reinvigorates the soul. Get the candles going, get some smellies on, you know, do your thing. Number six, have a refreshing juice drink. Get some, get some nutrients in your body. Get some vitamin C and some kale. Get a kale smoothie, go for it. Number seven, fuck it all and party. Just go out for some beers, get your mates, drink until you pass out. Sometimes that's what you need to do. You need to blow off some steam. Number eight, make a list of all the coolest things you've made in the last year. Things that you're proud of, things that you're happy with. Normally, I'll find that will be reinvigorating in itself. When you remind yourself, all right, I actually am quite proud of that. And then that energy will push forward into the new projects. Number nine, call your mum. Tell her you love her. You should be doing that anyway, to be honest. Number 10, call your dad and tell him you love him. Again, something you should do. Number 12, stroke your cat, meow. Your dog, pet, ferret, rat, whatever you want to do. By the way, don't do all of these. Just take and pick and choose. Because if you try and stroke your cat while having a bath, I don't know, or some other things, the sexy time one I'm thinking might get a bit awkward. Number 12, write a blog post about something completely unrelated. Sometimes you just need to get out of that fiction mode and start working on something that sort of activates that other part of your brain. I find writing a blog post can generally do that. By the time you've finished it, you might not even use the blog post, but you just might come away with some inspiration for what you can write about. Number 13, meditate. Or do what I do and just lie on your bed face down and pretend the world doesn't exist for a while. Number 14, tidy your bedroom. Number 15, wash your pots. A lot of people don't like doing that, but I find it quietly relaxing. Number 16, lie down in a room of puppies and let them crawl all over you. Number 17, remind yourself that it's just life. It will all end anyway. It won't be long until the world forgets your name and you even existed. And to put a positive spin on that, it means you can get away with anything. So just do it. Just don't feel held back. Just do it. I don't know. Number 18, breathe. In through the nose, hold. Out through the mouth. Repeat. Just breathe. Number 19, listen to that song, You Make My Dreams by Hall & Oates. Other songs can apply. Number 20, record a podcast. It helps me. Okay. Thanks, guys. This is just a short episode, a 5-minute Friday. I hope you're all doing well. Next week, we've got more interviews. We're all busy at Hawk and Cleaver. I've got some news there that I'm looking forward to sharing with you. And yeah, if you want to get in touch, you can email me, or you can leave me a voicemail for free, just straight from your computer, at lukecondor.com/podcast. It's got a little button on there. You're just talking to your computer. If you're like me, you'd do it all the time anyway, like I'm doing right now. Cool. See you again on Monday. Have a nice weekend.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.